Welcome back to Vermont Edition. I'm Mitch Wertlieb in for Jane Lindholm. The latest iteration of the federal farm bill created an insurance program for dairy farmers that takes milk prices and prevailing feed costs into account. The deadline to sign up for the insurance had been extended several times, with this past Friday being the final deadline. And joining us now to update us on how many Vermont farmers took advantage of the Margin Protection Program, or MPP, is Deputy Secretary of the Vermont Agency of Agriculture, Diane Bothfeld. Diane, thanks so much for being with us on Vermont Edition today.
Thank you, Mitch.
Now, we have 874 dairy farms in the state of Vermont. Of those, how many have enrolled in the new Margin Protection Program?
Well, we've had a pretty good percentage of farms taking part, with 597 farms have signed up to cover their risk for 2015.
And do those figures include catastrophic coverage, which they'd get for the $100 application fee?
Yes, it does. And out of the number who signed up for the catastrophic, there were 357 that chose to buy up more insurance and increase their risk protection.
Now, ideally, you'd probably like to have every dairy farm sign up for the protection. Are you pleased with the numbers, though, that did come out?
Yes, I am. I think it's important every farmer had to make their individual choice. I think it's really important that 738 out of our 874 dairy farmers made some connection with the USDA Farm Service Agency. They came in, they sat down, they kicked the tires, they understood the program, and not everybody made the choice to sign up, but at least we had 84% of Vermont's dairy farms get the information they needed about the program and then be able to make their individual decision on whether to take part or not.
Well, for those who did opt into the program, did they give reasons for being a part of it and why they wanted to be?
I think it was really important to have these extensions of the deadline to the 19th. There's no expectation of any more extensions. I think that's it. But at least farmers got a chance to see the predictions of milk prices and feed costs for 2015. And those milk prices are definitely headed downward in all the predictions. And so I think that really helped farmers with the extension to say, wow, I better make sure I cover my risk and to take part. Most farms I talked with said it was fairly affordable, and also they had been through low milk price times before, and it was very hard on the farm financially, and this was one way to protect that financial risk for the farm.
For those, though, who decided not to take part in the MPP, did they say why?
Well, I think it's a new program for some. It depends on the individual farm situation. If there isn't a lot of debt carried by the farm, they may be able to weather a milk price turn down better than other farms that may have a higher debt load. Also, there is one other program called Livestock Gross Margin Insurance, which some farmers chose. We had 25 farms in Vermont choose to use that type of risk protection. So a couple of different reasons, but for some, maybe the cost and being unsure of what choice to make on this coverage level.
And Diane, how do the numbers compare to the national figures? You know, how many farmers around the state outside of Vermont signed up as compared with here?
I've been searching for those numbers, Mitch, this morning, and maybe people have taken an early holiday, but I can't seem to find any numbers from other states right now. Our USDA Farm Service Agency office here in Vermont was great sharing the numbers, and you know, they kept us updated week by week, but I haven't been able to find those other numbers from other parts of the state. I spoke to some different states last week on a different conference call, and they said it was going slowly, but they were seeing some gaining momentum toward the end with the deadline looming and the predictions of milk prices. So they were hopeful that their numbers would come up, but definitely nothing official on signups around the country at this point.
Now, you mentioned that the deadline has been extended a few times, and you said it is not going to be extended again. When will dairy farmers have the opportunity, though, to sign up again for this insurance?
That comes next July. That begins the next sign-up period for 2016. So this was it. Last Friday was it for signing up for coverage in 2015. The beginning for coverage for 2016 sign-up starts in July of next year.
And briefly, Diane Bothfeld, what would you tell dairy farmers about this insurance if they didn't opt in this time that might convince them to take it on the next time around?
I think it's going to be really important if we have a poor milk price year with feed costs going potentially up somewhat. You never know what, is there going to be a drought? Is there going to be storms that, you know, reduce people's feed amount? That this is just similar to having insurance on the barn for fire or having insurance on your car. You hope you don't have an accident, but if you do, you've got coverage. So I think some farms may sit back and watch this year, and they they have a tough year if milk prices go to where they're predicted. So you can watch, but I hope you learn if there's a trouble with milk prices that this is the program to help mitigate your risk.
Diane Bothfeld is Vermont's Deputy Secretary of Agriculture. Thanks for taking the time.
Thank you.